Hi, and thank you for joining us. This is Colors in the Void. I'm here with Billy. My name is Matt. Thanks for joining us on this fine Sunday, 4th of July weekend. Billy, how are you doing today?
Hey, Matt. Good to hear your voice. I'm doing great. Just got home from a almost 14-mile run and feeling nice and clear and a little bit tired. And happy to talk with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hopefully you are ready and raring to go for our topic today, which is going to be meditation.
Just
to bring everybody up to speed. This is Colors in the Void, and this is kind of a safe place to explore different concepts and ideas, everything from death and marriage to parenting. And today we're going to talk about meditation, so we appreciate you taking some time to tune in and join us today. So meditation, that's kind of a big topic. There's a broad sweeping conversation about meditation. What do you think about it, Billy? What's your perspective on the topic?
Well, yeah. Meditation, gosh, doesn't it date back to like the beginning of humanity or something ridiculous? I mean, this has been around forever. And I think there's so many different types and so many different practices that when I think about it, and I'm just a very beginning meditator myself, I'll talk about that in just a little bit, but it seems overwhelming, the amount of information that's out there around this topic.
Yeah, and for those listening in who are meditation experts, certainly comment in the notes, point us in the direction of some of your, meditation favorite practices. There's a lot of great disciplines out there. Transcendental meditation is one of the most popular and the most widely practiced, but there's a lot of other different styles and types. In fact, Billy, you turned me on to a Rich Roll in his great podcast, and he had a guest on. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that guest, and maybe in the future as we get some traction, we come back and have a follow-up show on meditation, we can invite that gentleman to join us, Light Watkins.
Yeah, Light Watkins is the guy's name. And again, as you mentioned, I was virtually, not in presence, but virtually introduced to him by Rich Roll and the Rich Roll podcast, which is another excellent podcast that everyone should be listening to, Access Your Most Important and Authentic Self. And Light Watkins is a meditator and a meditation teacher. And in listening to that podcast, he really helped me kind of demystify the idea of meditation. And I can tell one story real quick. I don't want to take too much time that I remember from the podcast. And Light Watkins was saying, first of all, what an amazing name for someone that's a meditation teacher, Light, that's pretty cool. But the story is that he was saying that a lot of people don't really take up a meditation practice because they think they fail or they're bad at it or there's some type of judgment around meditation. And so he played out this analogy where really meditation, it's not the idea that you have a clear mind as you're sitting there for your meditation practice, but it's the awareness and cultivating the acute awareness of the thoughts. And so the analogy that he put forth in this podcast was, okay, imagine if you are lifting weights at the gym. And so lifting weights is the meditation, right? So you're lifting weights and you're lifting weights and you're benching. And then all of a sudden, one of your friends walks into the gym and you stop lifting weights and you have a conversation with your friend. And then your friend goes off to work out and you don't sit there and go, oh my God, I suck at lifting weights. No, you just jump back and you keep on lifting weights. There's just a little pause. And he was saying that's where a lot of people get hung up is when they can't have the awareness or they can't have the clear mind. They think, I suck at this, and then they give up. But that's really the way that he described it, the whole point. The whole point is, maybe as you get better and better at it, and again, I don't know because I'm not better at it, that you're able to keep that clear mind for longer. But it was really liberating to hear him take the judgment and the performance criteria out of meditation. And that actually prompted me to start my own little beginner practice, which is cool. And it's helped a little bit for me, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. You know, Light Watkins is a, you know, he's got a great philosophy, and it's, you know, the only way you can fail at meditation is to not do it.
Right.
You know, it's really
right.
Just about just dig in and do it. And it's okay if you're having ADD that day, or if you're struggling to find quiet and peace in your meditation, just, you know, breathe through it and keep, you know, just try to kind of reach for that calmness and stillness if you can get to it. And you might get to it for 3 out of the 30 minutes of your meditation, or maybe 13 of those 30 minutes. That's absolutely okay.
Right.
Like you said, that's a great analogy about the gym. You know, you just go ahead and you keep lifting and get your reps in and do it as often as you can. I found it to be, you know, I've studied under a couple of different people, and, you know, it really has changed my life, and just the ability to deal with stress and kind of distance yourself from the pressures of the day, or get perspective on something you think is, you know, too heavy, or, you know, whether it be, you know, a personal crisis or even physical pain. You know, people are using meditation to kind of cope and bring some amount of clarity, perspective, and, you know, some tools and skills to keeping themselves centered and on the right path, and, you know, ideally happy, which is really what the goal of Colors in the Void is about. So, you know, I appreciate
right.
that from Light. You know, so Billy, I mean, with your permission, I would think maybe we'll just kind of, you know, one of the things I found for any meditator, but certainly a beginning meditator, is a guided meditation where you just kind
yeah.
of, you know, one thing Light Watkins said that I thought was really fascinating, you know, lots of times if you study transcendental meditation, your yogi gives you what's called a mantra. And a mantra is typically it's Sanskrit words that you repeat over and over, and that kind of just helps free your mind from whatever it's, you know, obsessing about, to just focusing on something, you know, that'll help you find that stillness. And you kind of start by saying the meditation quietly to yourself, and then just saying it silently to yourself. And then eventually it's just kind of there repeating in the background, and eventually it dissipates completely. But he described the mantra as a charm. It's something that your mind can focus on as it tries to go deeper and deeper into your meditation. And I thought that was really cool and fascinating, that it's really just, and that's kind of what guided meditation is. You're just listening to someone else or some music or something, and it kind of allows your mind to focus on something that's not, you know, the trappings of your daily life. And, you know, so I was thinking what we could do today is just kind of start by, you know, guiding through a meditation together. And maybe we won't take the entire remaining 20 minutes to do it, but I think just, you know, doing 5 or 10 minutes to get the feel of it and allow our listeners to kind of, you know, with us meditate through, you know, a few minutes, just to kind of get a starting place for, if you haven't meditated before, this might be a good place to start. And there's lots of videos on YouTube, and, you know, we'll put some resources in the show notes. And certainly if any of the listeners have great meditation resources, we are wide open for those recommendations. So if that sounds good
awesome.
To you, Billy, I'll go ahead and lead us through it.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah. So what I want everyone to do is just for a moment, just, you know, breathe in through your nose and hold that for 4 or 5 seconds, and then exhale for 4 or 5 seconds. So we'll breathe in for 4 or 5 seconds, hold it for 4 or 5 seconds, and exhale. So go ahead and do that, and just listen to the sound of my voice and start to relax your mind and kind of settle into the quiet. And as you're breathing, you're feeling the air fill your lungs, and the air rushing through and out your mouth and nose. Kind of hunch your shoulders up and then relax those. Maybe swivel your head on the top of your neck and continue to breathe and just kind of relax your mind and try to settle in and feel the air filling your lungs. Now kind of tense up your biceps and then let that relax. And your forearms, flex your forearms, and then relax. Continue to breathe very slowly and deeply. Your breathing will slowly slow its pace. Make a fist. And then let that tension out. Wiggle your fingers. And feel the stress leaving your body. Flex the muscles of your stomach. And then let the breathe out. Breathe in. Out. And flex your quadriceps and your legs. Hold that. And then let that tension melt away. Let your mind calm. You don't need to focus or think about anything except the sound of my voice and the peaceful, relaxing feeling that's coming over you. And flex your calves, and then slowly release that muscle. You're here right now. Nothing else is important other than giving yourself some quiet time to just relax and let your mind go to rest. Feel yourself sink slowly into the seat that you're in. Breathe in. And breathe out. Allow your breathing to be natural and slow. Just allow it to return to a normal cadence. Know that this meditation is healing, helpful, and giving you what your body and your mind needs. Be focused and centered and happy. In the middle of your sternum, between your rib, the front of your rib cage, and the back of your spine, imagine a small ball of light swirling around. As you breathe in and your lungs fill, this light grows. Imagine this light expanding out from your chest cavity and into the space around your body. And that light will travel and engulf your entire being. And you can feel that healing light washing over you. Continue to breathe, relax, allow that energy to travel beyond you and into the space around you. Focus on the color of that light. How fast is that light moving? Or how slowly? Is it spinning? Or is it sending rays? Your mind and your body are feeding that energy. And that energy is in return feeding your body and your mind. You only need to be here, right now, in this moment. Relax. And breathe. And know that this healing energy will go to work on the things that you need, unique and specific to you. Feel the warmth of this energy as it washes across your body and through you and out into the space beyond you. Now, as we wrap up, we're going to take a breath in of 5 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, and release it for 5 seconds. In 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold for 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Release. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One more time, in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and hold for 2, 3, 4, 5, and exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, let's bring it back in. Go ahead and come out of our little meditation here, and let's talk about
it.
Yeah. All right, Billy, what did you experience there?
First, extreme gratitude for you, Maddie. Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Really, really nice. Thank you from my heart. Thank you for that. That was a great experience for me. Holy cow. Like, I really like the ball of light and the expansion of that. That really resonated a lot with me. And mine was swirly and sending off sparks a little bit. If that sounds crazy, I don't know. That's what it was. The breathing and the focusing on the breathing allowed a real healthy detachment from just where I am now in my physical environment, the awareness and the internal focus, bringing it into the internal. And feeling, like you said, feeling the lungs expand, and I was really trying to hold that in the practice. That was really nice also. But then it kind of went away a little bit, and then it came back, and that was all fine. It was, that was really nice. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. No, and that'll happen, you know. While you're in your meditation, you'll have this thought about some task that you need to do, or you know, your hip will hurt a little bit. You'll shift in your chair and just, you know, you kind of breathe through those things. And, you know, if you have a mantra, you can continue to repeat that. Or if you're listening to a guided meditation, they can, you know, just focus on the words of the guide or the music of the guide and kind of get yourself back to that place. But, you know, there's this real healing that can go on. I think I know that some practices and some of the teachers I've worked with, you know, you go into a meditation with a specific problem that you want to solve. Maybe it's a self-doubt or a self-limiting belief or a fear or a relationship or, you know, a work thing that you're trying to struggle with and tackle. And sometimes you just go in there with that intention of, you know, I'm not going to obsess on this topic. I'm not going to think about it during my meditation, but I'd like to kind of have my meditation provide therapy or healing to that specific issue. And so you can, you know, whether you, there's walking meditations you can get, there's tons of stuff on YouTube. There's wonderful practitioners, I'm sure, in your community as well as across the world. And Bill, you had mentioned an app that you've used in the past. Why don't you tell us about that and kind of what your experience
with it? That's actually been, thanks for asking that. That's actually been the beginning of my very beginning meditation practice, is this app. And again, introduced to me via Ritual and the Ritual podcast. And this app that I have on my smartphone is called Headspace. It's a white square with a little orange circle icon, and it's a free app. And basically, it's a series of free, really short guided meditation, 10 to 15 minutes max. To be honest, I forget the name of the guy that reads them to you or speaks them to you. And so essentially the practice is you just put your headphones in or put your phone speaker by your ear and do exactly what the guy tells you to do. And it's really simple, but it's allowed me to, throughout my daily time when I need to access that space of clarity, and what I really think of it as a healthy detachment, or as we've talked about in prior podcasts, the idea of not being your feeling. This type of meditation practice through the Headspace app has really taught me how to get to that space and what it feels like. And since I have the experience of knowing what it feels like, I can try to tap into that in times when it's needed. For example, you know, a silly story, but some weeks ago I was standing in line at our local post office, and there was just an overwhelming sense of negativity in this line. A lot of grumpy people and people in a hurry, and the post office people behind the counter were grumpy, and the whole thing just felt yuck. And I'm there waiting to mail something, and I just wanted to access that space of not having to feel that yuck. And I was able to tap into that, even just standing in line, by going into a little bit of a breathing exercise and just remembering that feeling. This app has really helped me a lot with that. It's probably, again, I don't want to judge, but it's my practice is nowhere close to people that are, you know, meditating for hours on end or, you know, have dedicated themselves to that. I'm not at that point. But in just my little peppering of practice, it's helped me tremendously in that way, for sure. Headspace is the name of the app.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, you know, Rich Rolls, I believe it's his wife, Julie, she's got a paid app at the Rich Roll website called Jai Release that apparently is pretty high. Her name's Julie Piatt. Pretty well.
Piatt.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that might be something people could check out as well. But, you know, there's no right and wrong way to meditate. The only way you can fail is to not meditate at all. There's no right amount of time. Some people say 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Some people say twice a day. But, you know, if you can just do some breathing to calm yourself down a couple times a day for 2 minutes, that is a huge improvement. And, you know, what really changed for me is there's this exponential additive effect to just my defense to overreacting or getting swallowed up in the emotions of something or just allowing, you know, the stress of my world to make me unhappy. I'm just not willing to allow that to happen. You know, I'm just not going to let some external force or factor affect me in a way that's not, you know, the way I want to be affected. You know, it doesn't mean I'm happy all the time, but it means that I'm going to be conscious about how I feel and why I feel it. And if I'm feeling, you know, I'm getting caught up in something or it's tipping in a direction I'm not happy with, you know, a quick breathing exercise like the one we did today is a real quick and easy defense against it. And, you know, if you can sit down for 5 minutes into a comfortable chair, you don't have to be, you know, Indian style in some stress position. But as you get more advanced and more developed, you know, there's different postures and positions. You can even, you know, involve yoga into it. There's a lot of different ways to skin the cat. But, you know, it all starts with the first step and just, you know, doing some breathing and calming your mind and you know, tapping into a practice of meditation on a daily basis, even if it's 5 minutes. Ideally, 20 to 30 minutes, once in the morning, once in the afternoon or evening. But certainly 5 or 10 minutes, if you can squeeze it in, is going to make huge results and certainly is worth the time and energy to invest.
That's awesome. And in fact, I was just going to ask you, and you answered the question before I asked you. I guess we're a little connected there, but I wanted to ask you, you know, what are your benefits that you see? Because I know that you've been pretty active in your practice and you just described those. And that's great. I think it really comes back down to the core message of this podcast, which is maintaining happiness and cultivating the awareness of when you're not happy, when, like you said, the external circumstances of your life or maybe the internal circumstances of your life are putting you in a position of venturing from your happiness. What do you need to do to get back to that? It's, again, the healthy detachment. It's the not being your feeling. It's eliminating the self-doubt. And all of this awareness is practiced through meditation. It's like going to the gym. You have to continue to work out to have the skills to be able to do this type of thing. And it doesn't take much, right? 10 to 15 minutes, like you said, half hour. And it's just the intention of getting that done. So it's good stuff.
Well, good.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Well, I hope people enjoy today's episode. It was a little bit off the beaten path from what we typically do. We typically talk through topics with a little bit more back and forth with Billy and I, but we really appreciate you taking some time to join us today. This is Colors in the Void. My name is Matt, and along here with Billy. Billy's going to give us his Hawaiian word of the day, but Colors in the Void is an accepting place where two lifelong friends explore emotions, vulnerability, life, death, disease, addiction, meditation, marriage, friendship, music, and more. And if you exist on a higher plane, welcome. And if you're searching for answers or carrying something heavy, we hope we can lighten your load. The goal is happiness. Our next episode will be July 10th. It will be our third and final episode in a series about parenting. So we hope that you'll put that on your schedule and join us. If you haven't heard the other two episodes, the second Sunday of each month, the last 3 months, we've been doing a parenting episode, and July 10th will be our final edition of that particular series. So we'll hope you'll join us then. And Billy and I are going to reunite in live, in person. We'll be doing our podcast on July 17th together in the flesh. So that could be interesting. We'll leave the topic wide open there because who knows what lightning will strike when he and I get together. So we'll punt on that. But Billy, we got about 30 seconds left. What's the Hawaiian word of the day?
Hawaiian word of the day today to fit in with the theme is na'au, N-A-Okina, which is like a backwards apostrophe, A-U, na'au. And na'au refers to your heart knowing. It's not a brain knowing. It's not an intellect thing. It's your gut feel. And your na'au is, it rests right beneath your sternum. And if you believe in spirituality, it's where the aka cord or your spirituality connects right there through your na'au. And it's your heart knowing. And when we meditate, that's what we access, the na'au.
Thanks, everybody, and goodbye.